Hey there, 通勤家族。除了平日的跟读单元、周三的 vocab 单元以外，每周一晚上九点钟还可以在 Clubhouse 上参加我们 15 Minutes Live Podcast 通勤学英语直播室。我们语音直播也同步在我们 YouTube 频道还有 Facebook 粉专上同步直播。我们每周进行不同系列主题的分享，也会开放时段让通勤家族来一同做英语口说练习。如果没有办法参加，没有关系，姜老师会简易简洁在周六上架为 podcast， 好让你复习或听到最 real 的英语互动。单集简介或单集资讯列里有我们直播室的连结，期待你的加入哦。Streaming's golden age is suddenly dimming. American television viewers have become accustomed to it. Dozens of premieres every month, hundreds of shows every year, a guarantee from Hollywood that there's always going to be something new to watch. But a new reality has become increasingly clear over the past few months in Hollywood. Peak TV has peaked.The number of adult scripted series ordered by TV networks and streaming companies aimed for U.S. audiences fell by 24% in the second half of last year, compared with the same period of the year before last, according to Ampere Analysis, a research firm. Compared with 2019, it is a 40% drop.For years, television executives tossed off billions of dollars on TV series to help build out their streaming services and chase subscribers. But Wall Street soured on the buy-at-any-cost strategy starting in the spring, when Netflix, the streaming powerhouse, announced that it had lost subscribers for the first time in a decade. Netflix's stock nosedived, and other entertainment companies soon watched their share prices fall too. Hollywood companies quickly shifted,putting a new emphasis on higher profits instead of raw subscriber counts. Then in recent months, entertainment companies became increasingly anxious about a slowing economy, the cord-cutting movement, and a troublesome advertising market. Since the summer, scores of executives have abruptly been dismissed, strict cost-cutting measures have been adopted, and layoffs have taken hold throughout the industry.For the year, the deepest declines in the number of orders for scripted adult series in the United States were at Netflix, Warner Bros., Discovery, which includes HBO and the Turner Networks, and Paramount, which includes CBS, Paramount Plus, and Showtime. The series orders for U.S. audiences have fallen 22% to 27% at those three companies,according to Ampere. In the second half of the year, the drop-off in orders from the three companies was even steeper. There are a few outliers to this year's trend. Apple TV Plus and Amazon have increased the number of adult scripted series they have purchased this year. So has Disney, according to Ampere's research. In addition to TBS and TNT, digital giants like Facebook and YouTube,which were investing in original series just a few years ago, have mostly moved on. The CW, which was recently acquired by Nexstar, is looking for lower-cost programming, and there are numerous basic cable networks that in recent years have pulled back from original scripted programming ambitions. Thanks for tuning in!记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。